From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea's foreign ministry calling the latest United Nations sanctions an act of war and tantamount to a complete economic blockade. Just after the Security Council unanimously approved the sanctions, U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley spoke.
For the 10th time, this council stands united against a North Korean regime that rejects the pursuit of peace. The Kim regime continues to defy the resolutions of this council, the norms of civilized behavior, and the patience of the international community.
The new sanctions follow the November launch of a new intercontinental ballistic missile, which North Korea contends could deliver nuclear warheads to the U.S. Ukraine's president thanked the United States for its decision to provide lethal weapons to the country, while diplomats in Russia warned the move could only cause more bloodshed. Angry response from Moscow followed the U.S. announcement it would provide Ukraine, that is, with the weapons in an effort to help the country with its fight against the Russian-backed separatists in the eastern part of the country. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has warned Russia that the standoff over Ukraine causes unnecessary tensions between Washington and Moscow. United States and other Western countries swiftly condemned a move in Kosovo to scrap a war crimes court, warned that if this successful, it would hamper efforts for Euro-Atlantic integration. The United States has been a key ally and financial backer of Kosovo since it broke away from Serbia and then declared independence in 2008. Lawmakers from the governing coalition, who told a majority, are pressing for the vote to abolish the court. This is VOA News.